Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another Friday edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. And I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I especially want to thank Pastor Chad Grigsby for filling in for me for a few weeks while I took some much needed rest. And enough about that for now. Let's dive into today's episode. You know, recently I was thinking about some verses found in the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 2. And they describe Jesus' incredible mindset, which led him to lay aside his equality with God and take upon himself human flesh. And, well, let me read it for you. Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse 5, says, "Have this mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, he didn't regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of humans, he was found in appearance as a man, and he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." And you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but I experienced an accident on the 2nd of July that was pretty much life-changing. And if I could go back to that point in time, and if I could take the necessary precautions to undo this accident, or maybe not have chosen to take the risk that I took, or choosing instant gratification over the long-term health consequences, you know, on and on it goes. If I could go back and undo it, I would undo it. I wish, and maybe those of you wish, that accidents that caused us to have broken bodies would never have happened. And yet for some of us who's made, you know, poor choices, and as a result, we end up with a broken body, Jesus is the paradox when it comes to broken bodies. You know, broken bodies, they're not something that we line up for and say, me, I want one of those. But Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 tells us that Jesus, on the other hand, he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. He willingly entered into the human condition and he took upon himself a body like ours, and he inaugurated God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and ultimately he defeated evil by allowing evil to defeat him by displaying his broken body on a Roman cross. And of course, not all broken bodies are the result of an accident. Some of the greatest humans I know and you know, they're born with physical or mental challenges, and they're the real heroes in life. For sure. Yet for some, accidents happen for whatever reason, and we wish we could turn back the hands of time and reverse the consequences. And point is my broken body was due to an accident, but Jesus' broken body was intentional. God sent his Son into the world for the purpose of making us new, to redeem his people Israel from exile, and to restore the nations unto himself. But it would take God's broken body on a cross to accomplish all this. And Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, tells us that Jesus didn't hesitate to fulfill that destiny. Maybe you've got a broken body today. If not, I'm sure you know plenty of folks out there who do. And today would be a good day to pause and pray for them today, and ask God to heal them, or ask God to heal you. And it's good to know that we can take our requests for healing to Jesus in prayer, because he can empathize with hearing about broken bodies. After all, he volunteered for one. So as we conclude today's Drivecast, I want to leave you with this hope. Because of Jesus' resurrection, broken bodies are going to be made new one day, no matter what. And I leave you with these words from the last book in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4 and 5. And it reads, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no longer any death. There shall no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And so I want to thank you for tuning in to today's Drivecast. May your weekend be a safe one. May it be a happy one. And I hope you join us Monday for another edition of one of our LifePoint Drivecasts. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.